This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Saul was a king who drifted further and further away from God. Samuel was God's servant who had anointed Saul and now tried helping him stay on the straight and narrow path. Saul became callous to the point where he determined what he would do for God and how, irrespective of whether it fit into what God told him through his servant Samuel. When God pronounced his judgment that he would take away the kingdom from Saul, it says in 1 Samuel 15, Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. This all-night prayer vigil prepared him to face the king and confront him regarding his compromises. Saul was accustomed to calling the plays and didn't realize how far afield he had gone. It would be good to review Samuel's words to Saul periodically. Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams, for rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. God looks for obedience. Saul was guilty of rebellion, arrogance, and rejecting the word of the Lord. To Saul's credit, he confessed his sin to Samuel. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the people, and so I gave in to them. But sadly, it was too late. What a tragic end to a life that had a great start. Take heed that this doesn't happen to you.